An international expert on the effects of climate change and fishing says Australia's fish stocks are already moving further south because of global warming. Dr. Daniel Pawley is from the University of British Columbia in Canada and will be an editor on the United Nations' next intergovernmental panel on climate change. He says the drastic effects of climate change should be prompting governments to be putting their economies on a war footing. Michael Vincent reports.
For Dr. Daniel Pawley, the effects of climate change on Australia's fish are easily observed. They're simply heading for cooler waters.
Fish have to follow the temperature. They have to follow, they have no choice. And if you put that in models of climate change, you see the fish moving at rates that very much correspond to the rate that are observed, about 50 kilometres per decade.
But he says as ocean temperatures rise, fish stocks in this region will be under far greater pressure.
Countries that are big in longitude but not in latitude, like Indonesia, are only on a losing side. So temperate countries, and much of Australia is, at least Tasmania is, will not see the problem, not experience the problem so strongly as a country that are purely tropicals.
Dr. Pawley says where he lives in Vancouver in Canada's western province of British Columbia, giant squids have arrived from Mexico.
Yeah, and the newspaper, the local newspaper, says, what is this, a sea monster? This is, in Mexico, they are used to it, they fish it. BC, they don't know, and they think in the newspaper, this is a sea monster. See, that's the lack of familiarity, and this is will happen.
Do you think the discussions in Doha this week are actually considering these sort of factors? Or is it more about nuts and bolts, who's paying who?
I think that we're still dealing with this in terms of cost, in terms of we cannot afford this given the budget. We are not dealing with it in terms of the danger that this represent. It's like a war. When there is a war, the industry is put on a war footing. And then within weeks, it stops producing cars, it was so in the States, and it starts producing airplanes. World War II is a good example. Really, the question of cost didn't come up. You had a bunch of crazies that were threatening all of Western civilization. Actually, I think that global warming does threaten all of Western civilization. But we are dealing with pennies. We are dealing with pennies. And so Doha, like Copenhagen, I think there will be meetings that will still be seen in terms of money, financing, whereas they have to be seen in terms of security. And it's for the first time, it's not security of this or that country, it's the security of humanity.
Professor of Fisheries, Dr. Daniel Pawley, Michael Vincent, the reporter.